You know, by this time, I think almost everyone is waiting for Christmas to be here already. The anxieties, the anticipations, and perhaps the stress too are building up beyond imagination. As a matter of fact, after I went to the hospital this morning to visit someone, I went on camp to go to Dunkin' Donut to get my coffee. And as I was about to pour into Dunkin' Donut, someone cut me and flipped me off. Since I was wearing my collar, I couldn't respond. Likewise, you know. So I pour into the Dunkin' Donut, and the person stopped the car and saw me, and I look and I wave, and that person saw my collar and then put his head down. You know, my brothers and sisters, all this stress that we're creating for ourselves at Christmas time get by. You see people driving more crazy. They're all anticipated. They're all nervous. Some are looking forward to see families, and it's all good, while others we see too around this time of year is struggling with loneliness, being without their loved ones. Perhaps this is the time for all of us, whether we are struggling or over-anticipating, are invited to ground ourselves in God's faithfulness. For those who are so anxious and just want to jump into Christmas right away, remember, we still have 4 more days. Please allow these last few days of Advent to help us prepare our hearts well. It's easy to begin something well, but it's harder to end it with anticipation, to end it well, to end it with love. And for those who are struggling with loneliness and the hard times that you are experiencing around the holidays, know that the Lord is with you. He has come to set you free and I free and give you and I peace. As a matter of fact, today too, I got a call from someone who is escaping from an abusive relationship and on their way to a new life, said, "Pastor, would you just please pray for me? I need your prayer." And I said, "Yes, I will. And I will ask my community to pray for you as well." My brothers and sisters, where is our peace? Who is our peace? And what are we waiting for at Christmas? When I first came to America in October of 1994, there were a lot of chaos and a lot of cultural shock. I was missing my homeland. I didn't feel that I fit in because people look at us funny in Wichita, Kansas. I didn't feel that I would fit in because I didn't know the language. All I knew when I went to school at that time was one phrase: "I don't know English. Please don't make fun of me." That's all I knew. And all my classmates were teaching me words that I was not supposed to repeat afterward. And it was so challenging and lonely at that time. And I felt alone. Then I began to think that I am the most miserable person in the world. But yet, I look at my family, and I knew that I was not the only one who was struggling. My brother, my parents, were having similar struggle as well. And I still remember it. When my parents got their first paycheck, some of you might remember it, but this is the church chicken story. My dad said, "Let go out and eat." And with his first paycheck, we went to church chicken and we ate. Man, that fried chicken was so good, you know. Oh man, I enjoy it so much. And perhaps because of that, fried chicken became a part of my happy memory. Because even though it's greasy, it's not good for your health. But it reminded me that my mom and dad worked hard to give us that opportunity, that chance. And we have each other. My brothers and sisters, the last Advent candle reminds us of the virtue of peace. Are you peaceful or are you anxious? Where does your peace lie? What gives you peace? In the first reading today, King Ahaz was about to be forced into an impossible alliance to oppose the powerful military power of the Babylonian Empire. And the prophet Isaiah warned him that the alliance would be fatal, it would fail, and he would have better result if he would turn to the Lord. The prophet promised a sign to which Ahaz refused because he did not want to be convinced. He lost his hope and peace and began to turn to his humanistic calculation and political influences. Yet, no matter what, the Lord still gave the sign to the people that God is with us even when we have lost hope and when we have lost our trust in Him. In the gospel reading too today, Saint Joseph was first hesitant to acknowledge the child was his own. Yet through the insistence of Saint Gabriel the archangel, he accepted divine providence and divine will. In many cultures, as well as Jesus' own culture, is the father's will an initiative to name a son. And by doing so, Saint Joseph accepted the child Jesus as his own. Unlike Ahaz, Saint Joseph accepted what the Lord instructed with faith, hope, and love. He embraced God's gift to him with peace. Even though we might not know what might happen soon, we don't know exactly how much Saint Joseph impacted the life of the Lord Jesus since he did not speak much. We can connect the dots that when Jesus called God his Father, he was using the concept and related to the memories formed in his mind of his own adopted father, Saint Joseph. The perfect ideal of the loving father to the Savior and spouse to the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the last few days of Advent, I would like to invite you to imitate Saint Joseph. He said very little, but he impacted much. No spotlight or special attention was given to him, but he played a big role in shaping the life of the Savior. Therefore, we too don't have to worry about anything extravagant. Just being faithful and committed to who we are and what we're called to be in following God's will, and we will move hearts. Don't just focus on the materialistic gifts underneath the tree, but be the gifts of God's loving grace for one another, my brothers and sisters. Don't solely focus on the things that need to be done and all the to-do lists, but be present to each other well. Don't focus on everything that the world is telling us that we need to have or need to do, but simply focus on the people who give us life, who nourish us, who bless us in immaterialistic way by giving the present of the present moment to those who are around us. What are the gifts that you are expecting or waiting for? Who are important in your life? Are you at peace with what you have? I hope so. May the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with each and every one of you.